32, Simon Fares and Lauren Crawford.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Larissa and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.56 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Old Landing Road, which is Sussex County Route 274, approximately 0.28 miles south of Warrington Road, which is Sussex County Route 275. The 911 address is 19747 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 334. Map 12, parcel 181.03. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff analysis letter, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that in total we have 38 written comments submitted into your paperless packet. They do appear to be a mixture of comments in support and opposition, but they are in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, then, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Carey. Welcome back.
Good afternoon, commissioners and chair. Blake Carey from the Smith Firm, 405 Rehoboth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. On behalf of the applicants, Lauren Crawford and Simone Fares, I'd first like to begin with a background of the applicant's ownership of the property and its use. The property, as you see, is located on the easterly side of Old Landing Road in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Its address is 19747 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971. Its TMP is 334-12.00-181.01. The applicants acquired this property in or around June of 2020 and have since spent time between Rehoboth Beach, Delaware and their other home in Pennsylvania. Since the applicant's acquisition of the property, they removed a dilapidated sailboat that once sat along the roadway and extensively renovated the exterior and interior of the structure situated upon the property, all in an effort to increase its curb appeal and create a desirable property along Old Landing Road, all of which also directly benefits neighboring properties and their values. The applicant, Simone Fares, has 33 years experience in the hair salon industry around the globe. He's been licensed in Pennsylvania for over 11 years now, running a salon in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Eventually, it's the applicant's goal to reside in Rehoboth Beach full-time and for Mr. Fares to continue to provide his services here. To that end, the applicants are respectfully seeking conditional use application number CU-2432, to allow for a salon at the site of the property, particularly in an area which was formerly a garage and currently exists on the property. Some other important facts regarding the property and the applicant's salon, if their conditional use was granted. One, water for the property is serviced by Tidewater, sewers provided by the county. The proposed hours of operation for the salon would be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday only, no openings on Sunday. The salon would be by appointment only, no walk-ins would be permitted, and then only haircutting, styling, coloring, and similar services would be offered. This is not a salon that would include a spa or manicure, pedicure services, or anything related to that nature. There would be limited sales of hair products to patrons in the salon, again, patrons by appointment only. There would be nothing stored outside of the property relative to the salon, and there would be no manufacturing of any kind there. The maximum amount of employees would be 5, including the applicant, Mr. Fares. So that's Mr. Fares, including 4 other employees. They would actually park in an area noted as existing pavement on the north end of the site plan. So if you look on your site plan, there's a delineation there of something that says existing pavement, and you'll see that there. That could fit the cars of any employees. Potential patrons would park in the area noted as existing concrete parking, which is on the south end of the plan, and you can see it there on the aerial. The exterior improvements of the property would not change, as I mentioned, if this conditional use were granted, with the exception of parking lot stripes and some designated arrows for directional use. There would be nothing changing relative to the rear of the property. It would have no impact upon the Landing Association, which is along the rear of the property. And as I mentioned again, there would be parking for employees along the north end, parking for patrons along the south end. Finally, all setbacks are met and exist within the property. And it's the applicant's position that its impact would be minimal compared to those other conditional uses surrounding the property. With respect to the request itself and the reason supporting its recommendation and approval, as I mentioned, the applicant is seeking an ordinance granting a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district to allow a structure on the applicant's property to be utilized for a salon with no more than 5 employees, including the applicant. This would include the salon itself within the existing building, as I noted, employee parking and customer parking upon existing stone and concrete upon the property already. All proposals are located on a certain parcel of land containing roughly 1/2 acre, more or less, and if approved, any salon would require additional approvals from the State Department of Health in order to operate, and those would obviously be obtained and utilized. The proposed conditional use is similar in character to the surrounding area and properties along Old Landing Road and its surrounding 1 mile radius, which includes several medical offices and other businesses, including a salon, real estate office, investment office, offices for a cleaning business, therapist office, retail space, self-storage, and the like, all of which have been permitted via conditional uses in AR1 zone coastal areas. Accordingly, the proposed use will have no adverse impact on the character of the surrounding area or the property values therein. DelDOT has determined that a traffic impact study is not necessary. The local environment will not be impacted. And finally, the property will retain its residential look and feel exactly as it looks today. The AR1 parcel is located in a coastal area pursuant to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, which is a growth area. Notably, the plan notes appropriate mixed-use development should be allowed, and in doing so, careful mixtures of homes with light commercial, office, and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services to allow people to work close for home or close to home. Here, the applicant's proposed use is not an intense commercial use, such as auto repair or gasoline sales, nor even intense as some of the medical offices that surround it within a 1 mile radius. It's certainly not large in scale, and it uses existing structures on the property already. As such, it's our position that the proposed conditional use is permissible according to the plan. County staff analysis of this CU concluded that, subject to the considerations of scale and impact, a CU to allow for a salon at the site could be considered as consistent with land use, area zoning, and surrounding uses. Based upon the proposed conditional use, the scale and impact would not be large, but rather minimal. Finally, the proposed conditional use will also benefit the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of Sussex County. The proposed use of the existing building upon the property as a salon benefits the needs of residential owners in the immediate area. Allowing the salon to be operated within the existing building at the property will address the needs and provide convenient services to neighboring properties in Sussex County and along Old Landing Road. Another likely outcome is a service to those many owners situated on Old Landing Road such that they don't have to travel upon our major arterial roadways such as Route 1 and Route 24. To that end, if permitted, the use will increase competition in the salon business sector, which is also extremely beneficial to Sussex County residents and our economy. And it also bears noting that commercial space in the area is very hard to come along. If you do, it's often very expensive and comes at a very high premium. And allowing such or stifling it to only commercial areas would also stifle the ability of small businesses to operate in Sussex County. Finally, the use will not impact neighboring properties or roadways. As I've noted, nothing is changing aesthetically with the property. Its existing buildings and driveway will be utilized as appropriate. The applicants have spent significant time and resources beautifying the property, and its aesthetic and curb appeal only benefits surrounding property owners, particularly compared to the condition that it was in when they acquired it. Additionally, as I noted, a salon at the site will directly benefit those who live along and adjacent to Old Landing Road, provide them the ability to avoid traveling on Route 1 and 24 for services directly benefiting the roadways. As a result, we believe the application is consistent with the code's requirements for conditional use. Finally, we would consider the following proposed conditions to be consistent with the application, the code, and the comprehensive plan. One, the use of the existing building on the property shall be limited to operations for a salon business, including an office and salon-type equipment within the same. The hours of operation shall be between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with no openings on Sunday. All exterior lighting would be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And then there would be one sign based on Sussex County's size requirements. However, the applicants do not desire a lighted sign. So that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions.
All right, sir, we appreciate that. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
It is a pretty busy road now. I'm pretty familiar with it because I live at the end of it. And I think there are some concerns noted in some of the comments about, you know, the safety of people entering and exiting the business. And I did note, you know, the driveway could accommodate a few cars at a time pretty safely to be able to turn around within your lot. Is there room to further expand that? Because I think you're talking about having potentially, what, five cars? Sorry, I'm directing this
sure.
to you. There potentially are five cars that are going to be parked there at a time for clients.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Correct.
Possibly
more if you have people or by for appointments. Is there room for additional expansion of the driveway? Would that be something that would be a part of the conditional use?
Sure. Certainly, if necessary, I don't see why the existing driveway couldn't be expanded. But as it exists right now, the engineers that put together the site plan, they have five parking spaces there. They felt that it was appropriate for K-style turns out such that you're not backing onto Old Landing Road. But certainly, if the drive needed to be expanded, it would be.
Any other questions right now? We'll probably want to hear from the public.
Sure. Mr. Butler?
I have no questions at this point, sir.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I don't really have any questions right now. I have to say, though, looking at the building when I was there, I'm surprised you're going to have five employees in that. It didn't seem that big, but I guess you know how the chairs fit, so it works. That's all I have.
Sure. How many customers per day do you anticipate?
I don't know that that's been determined yet, just because it hasn't been opened, so there's no real...
Probably depends on what they're getting done to their hair.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So it does vary. Mr. Wingate is correct on timing. If you're coloring, it takes a little longer than just getting
not
it cut.
Not that I do that.
Neither
I'm not planning on any of that stuff.
Which I was wondering that myself. Right. Is that, are you testifying as an expert in that, or simply as an expert?
I would love to color my hair any other color than red, but it's what I was born with, so I'm stuck with it.
I think it's a good question, and I, with five chairs,
not to cut you off, but three chairs. And someone who's washing hair, and then a reception desk.
Oh, okay.
Yes, this is not a five-chair salon, but rather a three-chair salon.
Okay. Okay.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That is a big difference.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, sure, come on.
I'm going to guess at most.
Say your name.
Say your name.
My name's Lauren Crawford.
Okay,
great. I can't imagine more than 20 customers per day, and I think that's really stretching it. At three stylists, if they did five clients a day, which is a steady book with color and whatever, maybe, and, you know, that's 15. So I'm rounding up to be, you know, at 20.
Okay.
And Mr. Collins, we never back out onto Routeland, Old Landing Road, for the exact reason why you expressed. And there is room there. To do a K-turn, so if that helps, sir. So.
So if you're open 8 hours a day, then that's two or two and a half trips an hour. That's not a great great imposition. I don't think on the highway.
Yep.
So. Okay.
And there may be clients that walk because it is in a residential area.
It's a very heavily residential area and pretty dense communities.
Mr. Collins, if we could turn your mic on.
Oh, sorry. Yes. there's a lot of density down toward the end of Old Landing. I'm across the street from something pretty dense. There's a large mobile home community. There are multiple subdivisions growing as we speak. So, yeah, likely a large customer base.
And that really is the desire to service those along Local Landing Road, because once you get on to 24 and Route 1, it's a different story, particularly this time of year.
Love to be able to walk to mine.
Staff, any questions? Mr. Whitehouse, anything?
No, for me, thank you.
Counselor?
Just, I suspect, you know, when talking about the site plan, for example, DLDOT take a look at this before final, give them the chance. Yeah.
Correct, so we'll need, no matter what scenario, we'll need a letter of no objection.
Yeah, because they might have some impact on, you know, because right now it looks like it's pretty wide open, you know, from the driveway on Old Landing Road. I suspect that if this was to be acted favorably by the commission and council, that DLDOT, they might have a say that impacts how those entrances are denied and, or designed, excuse me, and how that parking's laid out. So, anyhow. Sure. It's interesting, when this first came up, before the testimony, I was wondering, it sounds like a home occupation, you know, but it's because there's five employees, yeah. And actually it talks about you can only have one chair for a home occupation, so that's what kicked it over into conditional use.
Okay.
If I can, just for the record, for the transportation purposes, this is not in the transportation improvement district. It's actually just outside the boundary.
Okay.
Mr. Whitehouse, could you put on the screen the overlay with the things that have received conditional use in that area, please?
I know that there's a B&B on the corner.
Yeah, I was going to say there's several in that area. Yeah.
There's a boutique hotel nearby. Good.
Wedding ceremonies and receptions.
Yeah.
I knew there's quite a few.
That was not approved.
Oh, that was denied. Yeah, and then
that was denied. But it is. It's
but there's
B&B.
An Airbnb that probably went through the Board of Adjustment.
Yeah. And then there were several nearby. Okay. Thank you.
They're mostly oriented up more towards, you know, Old Landing Road and Airport Road and other spots.
I think there's some. There may be a smattering of commercial further down, but I know there's a landscaping business behind me.
Yeah, because there's a landscaping business, I think, a conditional use or some sort of approval on the end of what used to be the Old Landing Golf Course. That's right. And there may be some home occupations, too, that didn't require conditional uses up and down there.
And I know there's multiple Airbnbs heading up to your property that are,
whether or not they're approved or not.
They're not part of our.
They're not part of our scope. They usually have packed driveways.
All right. Okay, sir, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2432, Simon Ferries and Lauren Crawford? Anyone like to speak in favor? All right, then. Is there anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2432? Yes, sir. Ma'am, somebody. The sun's in my eyes. I can't tell. Okay, it's a sir. Okay.
Hello, my name is Michael Mabroda, and I live off of Old Landing Road in Sawgrass North.
Okay.
And I just have a question about this.
Yes.
If this is approved, will this open the door for other people to buy homes on Old Landing Road and open small businesses?
Well, anyone can apply for that. It's not by right. So
can they use this as an example of why they should get? I ask because of the congestion at Warrington Road and Old Landing Road. And although there are businesses on Old Landing Road, the side that this is going to be on is almost 100% residential. I know there's a church that's going in on that road, but Osprey Point had a very difficult time having their permits approved to be able to have a public business there. So I'm just wondering why we would allow any business to open on a road where there's a lot of congestion. It's all residential. And where the business is located, it looks like if it gets busy enough, it will require a turning lane because the shoulder off the side of the road is also narrow and it's too close to the stop sign.
Well, and that'll be up to DLDOT, and that's then that it would be if it in fact is approved. That's another hurdle that It would not at all be unusual for that to be a showstopper for people as well. We have in the past approved conditional uses where they never happened, because after they got done with us, by the time they got to DelDOT, it just wasn't feasible anymore.
Understood.
So that'll be a whole nother process that they'll have to engage in. So, and at DelDOT will be the ones that will.
I think the concern that I have and a lot of people who live around me have is the congestion in that area. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like before we do anything like this, we should deal with the four-way stop sign at Warrington and Old Landing so that we can accommodate more traffic coming in. Because whether it's 5 or 20 people a day, they're going to have to make a left-hand turn into that, and it is going to back up traffic to that stop sign. And that's my main concern, really. It's, you know, we all bought a home in a residential area, and we're afraid it's going to turn commercial if this gets approved.
Yep, I understand.
Thank you for listening.
Yes indeed. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Anyone? Sure, come on. Yes, ma'am. You right here.
Hi, my name is Mary Frances Martin, and I live at 9 Deerfield Lane of Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I live in the community of Arnell Creek.
Okay.
I've watched this property develop. I saw the ship or boat in the front of the yard, so I'm familiar with how it's all occurred. My biggest question is, it appeared to me that it was like an Airbnb. It was a rental, one part of it. So there's one part of it that looks like it's residential and one part that they've added and built onto. So my question is the salon going to be on the right? The right-hand side, if you're looking at it straight on, and then there's still going to be an Airbnb on the left. I'm just concerned, again, about the traffic. It's very busy on Old Landing Road. There's a lot of development, residential, not commercial. The only thing is, as the other gentleman mentions, that there was, or it's going to be a church built. So on Sundays and whatever other days, there's going to be more traffic than what we already deal with. You know, I mean, I'm concerned that one day I might not be able to get out of my neighborhood, you know, without some type of a traffic control. So I guess my question is there still going to be the Airbnb?
We'll find out.
Okay. And that's my concern.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Carey, do you want to respond to that?
Again, for the record, Blake Carey on behalf of the applicants. The salon would be located on the right side of the structure. When you're looking at it, there is no Airbnb. The property is utilized by the owners and their friends and family.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Okay.
Hi, I'm Kathy Weisbecker. I live in the Landing HOA directly behind the building, and I'm currently on the board, and I am in charge of the clubhouse, which abuts one of the properties that abuts the back of the property. There are two other homeowners that abut the property, and there have been a couple of questions about some brush that was removed that shouldn't have been, and the other concerns that we have are about headlights going into the bedrooms of some of the homes that are directly across from the clubhouse, and there's nothing blocking that. And if you're going to have 3 clients getting the hair done, 2 getting their hair washed, 5 people working there, where are 12 cars going? Because you could have a few people sitting there waiting as well. I mean, I go to salons all the time. You don't just have 3 people. The other thing is, if you zoom out on that map, you can see that Old Landing Road is a no outlet road at the Warrington Road intersection. And there are no properties that are anything other than residential, except for that one piece of property that is now going to be a church at some point if they ever get enough money. any of the other properties that were ever given conditional permits were closer to Route 1. And honestly, if anybody wanted to get their hair done on our side of Route 1, we can do it without getting on Route 1. There's a lot of them on Route 1 south. that you can get to on little side streets, and you don't have to get on the highway. It's not like something we can't do. But the issue really is traffic and opening up a Pandora's box of basically saying, hey, they can go commercial. They can expand to the property next to them. They can expand the property next to them. They can take over that whole block and open up commercial properties up and down the street. Or anybody can do it. What's stopping? What's the difference between a conditional permit and a commercial permit? Where's the line? Why aren't they going for a commercial permit?
Well, there's a big difference. Yeah, so a commercial would enable, whether it's a business commercial or a commercial, allows you to do any number of permitted uses on that property. And that's why the conditional use can be a good tool, because it limits a property to precisely what's being sought, and it gives the county the ability to put clear conditions on the use, you know, so that if you violate those conditions, your conditional use can be revoked. If it's a change in zone, you know, like if it was, for example, C1, there's, I don't know how many there, we should say like 29 different permitted uses, you know, and there's not any ability to put conditions on it. So that's why this is a really narrow approval if it gets approved compared to a rezoning.
So this will be the first non-residential entity from the Warrington Road intersection going to the end of the point, basically, because that's a dead end into the water.
Yeah, I mean, so I can't speak to that. We looked at the map. I mean, Old Landing Golf Course was there, and that was commercial. I mean, to some extent, it was a public entity, and there's the landscaping business at the end. But you're right. I mean, it's not like it's developed as a commercial corridor. That's for sure.
So I'm also on the Old Landing Road HOA coalition, and we were fighting everything that Osprey Point was trying to do. We're fighting the whole Del Dot Circle thing, and didn't have a lot of notice on the church. Didn't know how that one went through, but we're trying as much as possible to keep it all residential.
That's why.
There's
no fighting the church.
Yeah.
The church is permitted in an AR1 zone.
I mean, that comes
so
from
you can
federal
have,
law.
You can have
that's
a church
not just
at your
Sussex
home
County.
If you want to.
Yeah.
You can start on Sunday if you want to.
Yeah.
So the church is.
Oh, well, that explains it. Okay.
Can go, churches can be anywhere.
And they're still subject to site plan review and all the agency approvals and conservation district and anything else. But, you know, we can't discriminate against religion and we can't zone or prohibit it, you know. So
we also have the Del Dot Warrington Road intersection issue coming up after they decide what they're doing with Airport Road and Old Landing Road up by Walmart.
Yeah, the connection to the back of Beebe. Right?
So that's on hold. And so that whole traffic thing is another issue, because the other HOA just east of us is saying already they can't get out of their HOA because they're backed up at the stop sign. Well, we're one west of them. What's this going to do? So that's a problem. And the width of the roads. We have people that, you know, ride bikes and walk on those roads. They're this much wider than where the cars are.
Yeah.
I think they're crazy, personally. I mean, that's kind of dangerous, right?
Yeah. No, understood. And I commiserate with you, too, because Mr. Wheatley and I can attest to the fact that, so I've been at this for 20 years at this point, or maybe 21, and Mr. Wheatley's more than that, and I can roll that intersection of Old Landing and Warrington Road. When they collected money from all the developments, the ones you're living in and everybody else is living in, for that intersection, how it's going to be approved, you know, at least, well, you know, going back 15 years, you know, and they've yet to do anything with it, Del Dot has. I mean, that's neither here nor there, but
that'd be a good question for you to bring up in some of those meetings.
Yeah.
Asking what happened to all the money they collected from everybody to improve that intersection over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a fun intersection.
Yeah, I understand. And one of the good things about the conditional use process is that we can place very specific conditions. You mentioned something that we can solve the headlight problem.
Well,
simply requiring.
Yeah, I mean,
that, you know,
greenery has disappeared that was there before. There was a buffer.
Understood. Well,
and
we can. But that is something that if we decide to approve it at all, we could certainly put that condition on that they would have to put, you know, a solid fence or something that would prevent the problem that you're concerned about. And In regard to the cars and the maneuverability of the site, all that has to be demonstrated. You know, they have to submit a site plan. They have to show that they can do, you know, in conformance with the code, all the things they want to do.
Left turns are pretty evil. So
right. Well, and DelDOT may, you know, DelDOT may you know, may place conditions on them that are so onerous that it doesn't happen. We just don't know. But that's up to them.
Understood. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Okay, who's next? Pretty much covered traffic, so we're good on traffic. We got that. So if there's anything else you want to share with us, those of you who have not spoken, it's one trip to a customer. So, but if anyone else who hasn't spoken would like to speak, you're certainly welcome to. Going once, twice. Okay, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.